All glory, glory to the God of glory. Glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, honor, honor, honor to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, our God, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your anointing, for your favor. Thank you, our God, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the heart. Yes, Hosanna. Our glory. Hallelujah. Our glory to thy King, God King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to thy Lord of love. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the high. Yeah, Lord, we lift up your name. Lord, we lift up your name. With a heart full of praise. Let there be a breaking through today, O God. Let there be a breaking forth, Jesus, making way where there's no way, Lord Jesus, go before us. You have the key of David. You open anyone closer. Jesus, go and call the bars of fire and asunder. Kabigesa Brasukum Epata be open, let the King of Glory come in. In the name of Jesus, God, visit us mightily in this broadcast. Do something new in our lives. Through this broadcast, to God, release your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace upon us. Yes, Lord. Hey, Ribusanda, Rabababa, Yablagada, Bagaza, Blagada. Indo, Robo, Bobo, Yoblogo, Dobogozo. Yen, there is Bogoza. Hey, Dara, Blagada, Bam. Yen, there is Bogodo, Bogozo. Hey, Dara, Blagada, Yam. Yen, Doro, Bogodo, Bogozo. In the Baba, God, give us an open heaven today. Visit us in the mighty way to this broadcast, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, name of Jesus, speak a better thing. Into our lives, our homes, our family, Jesus, we receive your word. We receive your spirit, we receive your power, we receive your anointing, we receive your grace. Send your word to your people, oh God, let your word have a place in the lives of everyone today. Yes, Lord, do something new in the life of everyone today in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father, take preeminence to God. Arabasandori Yaba Imblondo Yoblogodo Yandaya Blagadaba Andori Boboye. Yes, Lord, we welcome everyone to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All over thy world, thy spirit is moving. All over thy world, as the prophet said it should be. All over thy world, there is the mighty revelation of the glory of our God, as the water covered the sea. All over the world, thy spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there is the mighty revelation of the glory of our God, as the water covered the sea. Down, yea, my heart, thy spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of our God, as the water covered us in. Deep down in our hearts, thy spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there is the mighty revelation of the glory of our God, as the waters cover the sea. All over the world, thy spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it to be. All over the world, There is a mighty revelation of the glory of Father as the world of color is seen. Right here in this place, thy spirit is moving. Right here in this place, as the prophet said it to be. Right here in our life, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of Father as the world covers thee. Right here in our life, thy spirit is moving. Right here in our life, as the prophet said it to be. Right here in our life, as the translation of the glory of thy God, as a water flower I see. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and what he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me, for saving me. Think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me. My very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me, for saving me. I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the river side. I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the river side. I shall never be moved. Jesus is the answer, I shall not be moved. Holy Ghost is the answer, I shall never be moved. Just like a tree planted by the river side, I shall not be moved. Jesus is the answer, I shall never be moved. Holy Ghost is the answer, I shall never be moved. Just like a tree planted by the river side, I shall not be moved. Jesus is the answer, I shall never be moved. Holy Ghost is the answer. Yes, Lord, we receive your life, God. Let there be life to our foundation, God. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth now. God, will receive from your throne of grace today everything that you have for us. Every good deed coming from above, we receive all that you have for us today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, it will save you and make you rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, he will save you and make you whole. they will bless him. I make you whole, rise up, be in the name of Jesus. Blessings arise in your soul. Rise up, be in the name of Jesus. He will bless you. I make you whole. Yes, Lord Jesus, we receive your life, O God. Let there be light, O God, to our foundation. And let every darkness be gone in the name of Jesus. We receive the light of God. Jesus is the light of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the light of God. Let your light shine. And let every darkness be gone by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. God is spirit of the Son of God. God is light of God in me. God is light of God in me. I am the light of God in me. God is spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. God is light of God in me. God is light of God in me. God is spirit of the Son of God. God in me. All shakeable must be shaken. All movable must be movable. All the believe in Jesus' name. All shakeable must be shaken, shaken. All shakeable must be shaken. All movable must be movable. Only believe in Jesus' name. Unshakable must be shaken, shaken. Unmovable must be movable. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable must be movable. Only believe in Jesus' name. You gotta keep on holding on. Gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding, 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 holding. Keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to hold you, but you must keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. Gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. Yes, you gotta keep on holding on, because the devil is trying to get you, but you must keep on holding on to Jesus, the Lord of love, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all men. Yes, this is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bucoro coming your way with the living word of God that says, heal, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about how we can stop gun violence. And this is something that has penetrated our society very deeply. Gun violence in the United States of America. Yes, but this same thing is happening in other parts of the world. We need to pray very hard to overcome this devil. It is the devil that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And the word of God makes it clear, say, thou shalt not kill. That's our text. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. It is the law of God, thou shalt not kill. God did not create you to be a murderer. God did not create you to be someone who goes around killing people. That's not God's plan. The first murderer in the Bible was Cain and Abel, which was recorded in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8 through 11. Abel's offering was accepted. Cain's offering was rejected. And so the Bible said that Cain lured Abel into the wilderness and then killed Abel, his own brother, out of hatred, out of envy, out of jealousy, he killed his own brother. That was the first murderer in the Bible. And you need to see how God reacted. Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. God was very angry with what happened, because it wasn't the plan of God that people should be killing themselves or killing people. No, that's not the plan of God. It is the devil that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So God was angry. Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 down to 11. God was angry and it caused Cain. It caused Cain to the point that Cain, you know, went around as a cursed person. And he too died woefully, because the word of God has made it clear. He that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword. You are killing people by the sword, so you must die by the sword. You are killing people by the gun, so you must die by the gun. You are killing people. God didn't ask you to kill people. See Revelation chapter 13, verse 10 to 18. See, he that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword. God didn't intend that we should be murderers, people who go around killing others. That's not your profession. That's not your work. That's not your business. God did not create you to steal, to kill, to destroy. It is Satan, the devil, that has the three ministries The three ministries of Satan is to steal, to kill, and to destroy, John 10:10. And then the three ministries of Jesus Christ, Jesus went about preaching and teaching and healing. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went about preaching, teaching, and healing. You know, and where he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed that leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Even today, Jesus is doing good. Wherever he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed a leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good. Wherever Jesus went, he was doing good. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and disease. See, he came to do good, but the devil came to do bad. Which one will you follow, the devil or Jesus Christ? The one who came to do good. He came to save. He came to heal. He came to deliver. He came to bless. He came to help. He came to minister. Jesus said, I have come to minister to the needs of people. I didn't come to be ministered to, but I have come to minister to those that are in need. And of course, that was the life of Jesus Christ. He came to help, to reach out to the people, to the poor and the needy. And he was a blessing to everyone around him. That's what we should be like. We should be like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be. To the point where in the Garden of Gethsemane, they were coming to arrest Jesus. They were coming to, you know, to take him to the cross. And Peter was very angry with the people who came to take Jesus away. Then the Bible says that Peter took out his sword and he cut off the ears of Malchus, one of the people who came to arrest Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus said, Peter, stop! If I wanted a defense, I should have called 12,000 angels. But not me. I just want to go to the cross. And Jesus was trying to tell you that you don't have to. We didn't come here to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's not our ministry. We came to give life, and life more abundantly. But someone else is interested in the devil's work. And the person is doing the devil's work. If I see somebody behave like Satan, I will call him Satan. If I see somebody behave like the demon, behave like, you know, you do what the devil does. The devil came to steal. The devil came to kill. devil came to destroy. If you are doing those things, then you are the Satan yourself. Oh, yes, because we didn't see Satan, but we are doing what Satan does. We are doing what Satan likes to do. So you are the Satan because you are going about killing and shooting and destroying of life and property. So you are not doing what Jesus said. And all those people shall end up in the lake of fire which burneth with brimstone. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Say, all murderers, all warmongers, all adulterers, all liars shall have themselves in the lake of fire which burneth with brimstone. Revelation 21 verse 8. All murderers. All murderers shall have themselves in the lake of fire. Revelation 21 verse 8. Look at it. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Say, all liars, all murderers, all womongers, the fierce, the abominable, they will all end up in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone, and the worm dieth not. For millions and millions and billions of years, they will be in the lake of fire. See the destination? So do you want to go to the lake of fire? If you want to go to the lake of fire, that should be the reason why you are a killer, a murderer, killing people. So your profession is killing people. Beloved, God did not create you to kill people. God did not create you to be a murderer. God did not create you to do the devil's work. The devil's work is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you do the devil's work, you will regret. Because the devil, Satan, and all his cohorts, they are going to end up in the lake of fire which burneth with brimstone. If that is the case, and you are following them, then you all will have yourselves in the lake of fire. Because you are doing the devil's work. You are doing what the devil does. The devil is stealing, he came to kill, he came to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. So if you are doing what Satan is doing, it means you are going to the lake of fire with Satan. Because that is where he's going to end. That's where Satan and his groups are going to end. So you can't live your life just going around shooting people and killing people. Innocent people for that matter. Innocent human beings. People who are on their own doing their own thing. And you just go around shooting and killing. That's not your profession. God did not call you to do that job. Don't let Satan give you an assignment. Don't let Satan give you an assignment. Satan did not create you. The devil did not create you. You got to repent of all these things and give your life to Christ. Expect your repent. Ye shall all perish doing all these evil things. Stealing, killing, and destruction of life and property. God did not send you to do all these things. You got to stop right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, he that killed by the sword shall die by the sword. He that killed by the gun shall die by the gun. Who that killed by the knife shall die by the knife. That's what God says, is the law of God. And you can't go away from it. So you got to repent and turn from your wicked ways and come to Jesus. Because Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. I'm going to stop there because God is going to bless us today. We have so much in stock and we are fortunate to have the man of God, our honorable Father in the Lord, Bishop. Somewhere in Monk, all the way from Florida, is joining this broadcast and is going to share with us what God has placed in his heart. concerning this gun violence. This is a demon. This spirit of death, blood-sucking demons, blood-letting demons are all over the place, spilling innocent blood. I tell you, there must be an answer to this problem. The devil is not going to win this race. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we are going to listen to the man of God, let him bless us with the word of God. So you are welcome. Over to you.
Thank you, Apostle Steve.
Yes, sir.
Today we are talking and experiencing unparalleled violence around the globe, and especially in this country where we are. It is time for us to go back and look at what Jeremiah cried out and said, seek for the welfare of the land in which you dwell, for in its welfare that will be your welfare. So in the midst of all of the violence, it behoves us as children of God, as Christians, to listen to the word of God and hear the word of God. Because if we don't, we will have no one else to blame. My Bible says, seek ye the welfare of the land in which you dwell, for in this welfare, that will be your welfare. So in the midst of the violence that is ravaging the land in which we dwell, it is given unto us to do a few things. In the Old Testament, it is said, when elders take counsel together at the gate, there is safety in the city. Elders are supposed to take counsel at the gate. And in the Old Testament time too, we used to have watchmen at the gate. Watchmen sitting at the watchtower, watching the road. How many watchmen do we have today? So in order to control and stem the violence we experience in our land today, number one, we need to have elders who are elders indeed. We should take counsel together, not fighting together, not fighting one another, not calling names on one another. What are our elders doing in Washington, D.C., in the Congress, fighting, quarreling, lobbying for more money, arguing over the pork and the fine print of the bills, instead of taking counsel together so that there will be safety in the city? The violence we have in our society is because our elders and rulers would tend to sit together and take counsel together. Instead of taking counsel together, they are quarreling and fighting and calling themselves names and dividing us the more and hiring mobs. In any little thing, they go on and rent their own mobs. Instead of taking counsel together, they rent mobs and create violence in the name of protest and riots. Number two, if we must stop gun violence and violence, technology will not only solve the problem. Technology helps us to solve the problem. People are talking. Were there no cameras at the door? Were there no cameras to see when the young man was coming in? Who was watching the camera? If we have cameras, somebody should be at the screen watching 24/7. If one person cannot stay 24/7 watching the camera to see who is coming in, who is jumping out and jumping in, then they should take turns. Like in the days when we used to have sentry in the military, who would stand at the gate, parading back and forth to watch the gate and to make sure who is coming in and who is not coming in. Today, if we must stop gun violence in our schools, we have to have the camera. Beyond the camera, people should take turns watching the screen of the camera to see who is coming in. It is not after the act. We're going to start struggling. How many cameras do we have in this place? What is the screen? Let's look at the camera. Let's look at the screen. That is medicine after death. Every school should have watchmen or watchwomen taking their turns either at the entrance door or at the exit door. And there must be somebody watching the camera either for 4 hours, and that person comes to take over and watch the camera so that when the camera flashes back into the screen, they know who is coming in and how that person is coming in and be able to raise the alarm. The Bible says, watchman, what of the night? How many watchmen and women do we have in our schools watching our children? On the other side of the coin, we are crying and shouting when these things are happening.
Yes.
Of gun violence. What of abortion violence? How many abortions have our country, our healthcare system, and our so-called approved? How many abortions, how many innocent children have we killed in our womb? Mm. And what do we say to those women who commit abortion? Their womb have become grave sites for millions of children in this country. And when it is gun violence, the one we see want to shout. Because of the crime and the violence of killing innocent children that we don't see and hear. What have we done? Number three. If we must stop gun violence, we must, the Bible says, take heed to yourself. Take heed. Consider your own self. Take care of yourself. How are we doing it today? Building up yourself on your most holy faith. We shouldn't wait for somebody to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. The management of the school, the district superintendent of the school, the secretary of education, you don't, since you became secretary of education, have you visited the school? Have you seen and looked at the security measures that are in place in any of the schools? Tomorrow or next month, if it happens in another school, we will be raising the same flag. Every situation is different. So we must be able to take heed. Listen. Look at the problems. Every problem is individualistic. No two situations are the same. Instead of calling names and blaming one another, take heed. Consider your own selves. Number four, if we must stop gun violence, we must be willing to watch. Watch. Watchman, watch of the night. One thing I know, the morning comes. We must have to have watchmen and women watching over our children. If we can spend so much billions in other countries, have we become like the Shunammite woman in Songs of Solomon, who said, my mother's children made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. We throw so much money. We keep other countries' borders. We go and fight other countries' wars. But the war within ourselves, we will not fight. We go and supply food and so much in other countries, but we don't take care of our own country. We don't take care of our own children. America, the greatest country in the world, the policeman of the world, we police other countries, but we cannot police our schools. We cannot take care of our schools. It's a shame. It ought not to be. This sort of situation ought not to happen. It is because we have neglected what we ought to do. Number five, parental responsibilities. Now that no parent in America has the right to discipline his child, son or daughter, if you talk, they can call the police and say, oh, parental abuse, indiscipline. Charity begins at home. If you have no value for your grandmother, if you have no value for your parents who brought you up, you will not have value for other people out there. So let us repent. Like the Shunammite woman said, my mother's children made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept.
Yes.
It's an indictment upon this nation. It's an indictment upon families. It's an indictment on our leaders. And so we must be ready and willing to look at the various options and stop all the excuses, stop all the blame games, stop all the accusations, stop all the name calling, and do something. Gun control is not the problem. The problem is the heart of man. The heart of man is desperately wicked and deceitful. Who can know it? Judas was a disciple of Jesus. He was the custodian of the money. And when the day came, the Bible said, and Satan entered into him. It's not everybody that Satan will enter into. So at a point in time, Satan can enter into another person even tomorrow. How many will be shot in Chicago today? How many will be shot in the streets of our major cities today? You throw them in jail. The next day you bring them out to continue where they stopped. There is no discipline. There is no penalty. The Bible says the soul that sinned, it shall die.
Yes.
The soul that sinneth, he shall die. If you commit a crime, pay for your crime. Don't put them in jail forever, spending taxpayers' money to nurse and to nurture these radicals. Deal with them. They go ahead destroying people's property, all the properties that were destroyed. How many of these people have paid the consequences of the destruction they did and the harassment? Leniency is not the issue of the day. The problem is we have so made this country to become a lawless country. Therefore, we must watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. The temptation would be commit abortion. The temptation could be go and shoot, like it is said. The young man said, I just shot my grandmother, and I'm going for a school shootout. And the FBI, the watchmen, who claim to be watchmen, how did they not see this coming? And our government today will always say, oh, we didn't see it coming. We didn't see it coming. Yet, we have a maxim in this country that when you see, you open your mouth, tell what your eyes have seen. So we live in a world and in our society today, if you want solutions to gun violence, people who are insane and crazy. In my country, in Africa, crazy people don't kill. People who have mental problems don't destroy things. It's only in America that when things are destroyed and somebody is shot, they turn around and say, oh, he's been having mental problems. Do we not have psychiatric hospitals or mental centers or mental hospitals? Why didn't their parents and relatives take them there? And they wait until something happens. And then they begin to cry out and bring out fake medical records to show so that the killer or the destroyer will be spared and forgiven. It doesn't work that way. My Bible says, and I read that last, that verse of the scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Bear with me. The book of Revelation, chapter 13. Let me read it for us. Revelation, chapter 13. Revelation 13, verse 8. Let me pick up my Bible.
Revelation 13 verse 8. And all they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but I'm misquoting. Let me get it right. It's Revelation. I think it should be.
Are you thinking about Revelation 21, verse 8?
Where did let me see? It's a scripture that says, He that killeth shall be, by man shall he be killed.
That's Revelation 13, verse 10 to 18.
Yes.
Yeah, Revelation 13, verse 10.
Yes.
Yeah. He that leadeth into captivity shall
yes.
go into captivity.
Yes.
He that killeth with his sword must be killed with his sword.
Yes.
Here
is
the
patience
and
the faith, and
the
faith
of the saints.
Yes. Revelation 13:10. But in the world of today, some authorities or some stupid rulers are there saying, oh, when the crime is committed, set them free, release them. Just like in Nigeria a few days ago, a student was killed, stoned to death and burned, as a few of the perpetrators were arrested and put in jail. And then the people of their religion ganged up and started causing commotion. Release those killers. Release those killers. How can you do this in this present generation? No wonder our dear Billy Graham one time said, man's civilization will destroy man. We have become so civilized that we are losing sense of our common sense. We no longer make use of our good common sense. So in order to stop gun violence, elders must take counsel together at the gate. Counsel, elders take counsel together, not argue together, not fight one another, not tell lies, not blame. Each family and individuals, take heed to yourself. Know your environment. Protect what you have. A child of 18, 21 is not too old to obey the rule of the house, the rule of the parents. Alas, today we say, oh, no, forget about family. Forget about family. We are destroying families. And if the families are destroyed, the foundation of every nation is the family. And we are destroying the family. Number four, we must watch.
Yes.
Watch.
Yes.
Set a watch. And like the psalmist said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. We must watch and pray. Set watchmen. Put the camera there. And when you have the screen, set somebody to watch the screen. Like in the military, they always have a watchman. In those days, the watchman stand on the housetop and see far distance. Now we don't have that because of the camera. But even if we have the camera, somebody must be at the gate. An elder must be at the gate. Somebody must be watching the camera. If one person cannot watch for 8 hours of the school time, they have to split the hours and be watching and see what the camera is bringing in and be able to raise an alarm. So if we have people watching the back door and the front door, at least the electronic locks, then we'll be on our way to solving most of the problems we face. And I add the last one. Every teacher should be allowed to carry his or her own gun. Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. We give him glory. Yes. Amen. How can we stop gun violence? And though it is more rampant in the United States, gun violence is a global thing, because in some parts of the world like Nigeria, Cameroon, the Congo, even South Africa, they also gun violence in other places too. A lot of shooting and killing of people, destruction of lives and property. You know, so much is going on, and only God can really bring solution to all these issues, because people have been, negotiating how we can find solution to all these issues, and are getting worse. It's a very serious matter. You know, I want us to pray for a couple of minutes. We're going to pray for a couple of minutes before we continue. I want us to pray against this spirit, this blood-sucking demon, spirit of hate, spirit of the devil, satanic spirit that are moving about, seeking whom to devour. We got to come against this spirit. They are not the spirit of God. We need to bind them and pull them out of the way. Let the spirit of God reign supreme. Yes, I will pray. I will pray. I will pray against the spirit of death. Apollyon.
Yes, thank you.
The spirit of death, we bound you. Apollyon, blood fucking demon, witchcraft attack, occulting, diabolical attack. All the spirits that are spilling blood, killing innocent human beings. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We cast them away. We destroy your power. We plead the blood of Jesus against Satan. And the demons, Lord Jesus, come
your will, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that. We're going to still move forward. We still have too much. The prisons are not enough. Correctional institutes are not enough.
Yes.
Maybe the government should make a law that whosoever, and that will be in line with the word of God, whosoever does this act again should also be killed, if Santa. Maybe that will help. Yeah, if you are caught killing people, you should be killed immediately. I like what happened in Texas just a couple of days ago when a shooter was also killed by the police.
Yes.
Either killed by the sword, they also died by the sword. I so much like that. You know? And then the one in... Buffalo, I don't know if that man is still alive, but if they can make a law that anybody who will do any of these things, going around shooting people to death, the person should be killed instantly.
Yes.
The person should be killed immediately, because that's the law of God. He that killed by the sword shall die by the sword. That is the law of God. See? So either killed by the sword, shall also die by the sword. Revelation 13, verses 10 to 18. Because the more we need these people to go, and the funniest part, all of a sudden they will go to the court and they will go and defend, they will be defending these murderers, shooters. call themselves gone men. They weren't defended, and they only give them prison term, jail term, which does not mean anything. That's not punishment yet. Did anybody found doing this thing? Anybody found killing people, carrying guns, moving about, killing, depending to be killed instantly? That might help us, because that is the law of God. God says, he that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword. So that will help us, because the situation is getting worse. It's not improving. Listen, what we are broadcasting now is a very serious matter, and this message goes to every part of the world. It goes to even the White House and government and so on. We are suggesting, and I think this should be what it is, that as from now henceforth, the government should make a law. The government should make a law that whosoever is found killing people or shooting people unjustly, you know, all these gunmen and all these, those people should be killed immediately. Any gunmen, you know, these people going around shooting down 21 students just killed in Texas, and then in Buffalo, and then in New York, and then in California, and then here, Chicago, and all these places. If you add up those numbers will soon be in the thousands every week, every month, and, you know, and then before you know it, millions of people have been killed. Because this thing is not improved. If we don't stand now and make a strong law, we must make a law. We must pass a law that whosoever is found killing people with guns and shooting and stabbing and shooting and killing, the person should be killed instantly. Instantly, right there. Because that is the law of God. Say that killed by the sword shall die by the sword. Why will you kill people and then all that was done to you, they just put you for prison, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Then they say the person has mental disorder. Eh? They say the person mentally deranged. That's how they end up. And then they go and tell lie and get doctors to write papers. And then, come around and lie to the court and lie. And then they free these people and put them back in the streets. Free them, put them back in the streets, and then they start killing again. We must stop this monster. This monster of shooting and killing of innocent human beings must stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit, blood-sucking demons, witchcraft, occultic and diabolical spirit, terrorism, and all these spirits that are snatching life away, we bound them in the name of Jesus. We curse them. We rebuke them. We cast them away in the name of Jesus. Christ has given us life, and life more abundantly. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. The devil has no right to snatch away people's lives. Untimely death is not for us. Scripture says, the number of your days God will fulfill. Then Psalm 91 verse 16 says, with long life will God bless us. God did not say people should die young or die as children. You know, students are being killed and they die, you know, just like that. These are human beings. These are human beings. And abundant life Jesus gave to us. He gave us life and life more abundant. Why should Satan come and steal away their life?
Yes.
Something must be done now. There must be an answer. There must be an answer. Let it be.
Yes.
There must be an answer. There must be an answer. You know, I was surprised. I came into this country 2001, and I lived in Alabama for a couple of years before I moved to Maryland. All of a sudden, they have taken away Bible from schools, taken away prayer from schools, taken away Christianity, taken away, and then that was the beginning of trouble. As soon as they take away the word of God from the school, took away the Bible from the school, it's like saying Satan, move in, because there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If you take away Christ, if you take Jesus away, it means that the devil must come and occupy that space, because there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If Jesus is not there, then the devil is there. If the Bible is not there, the devil must move in. If prayer is not back in school, the devil must move into the schools. If we don't put Bible back in the school, put prayer, put the word of God in place, the devil is going to go there to steal, to kill, to destroy. So we must do something about this.
Yes.
We can't continue like this at all. This is not good. How can you wake up in the morning? You look at the news, and all you see in the news is that in Togo State, the number of people have been shot dead just yesterday. Open the news tomorrow. Another state, Togo number of people have been shot dead. Another state, Togo number of people have been shot dead. But another state, Togo number of people have been shot dead. What is all this? What is all this for?
Blood-sucking demons.
Yes, we can't allow the devil to reign. No, not at all. We can't allow the... I like what happened in Texas. The gunman was shot dead immediately. Get out there. That's what it should be. Why would you put them back in the society? You send them to jail or send them to prison in a couple of 1, 2, 3, 4 years. You put them back in the streets again. Then they say they are mentally deranged. What mentally deranged is that? See, you can't eat your steak and have it. A law should be passed immediately. Anyone who will kill people unjustly should be killed.
Yes,
you can allow killers and murderers to be roaming about looking for whom to destroy. Because that's the nature of the devil. Say, be watchful, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom to devour. See? They have made themselves satanic agents. See? Because look at the word in Peter. He said, be watchful, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is moving about seeking whom to devour.
Yes.
The word of God made it so. Who is the adversary? Satan. Who is the Satan?
Yes.
The gone man. Who is the Satan? That homeless person who has put guns on himself and is moving about. You know, I wonder why children should have guns. It surprises me. I don't know. I can't understand. Children have guns. Children, little children, they have guns already. Not just 18 years. Because the one in Texas was 18 years old person. See? Can you imagine somebody 18 years has started carrying guns around and shooting? Who is selling guns to those people? Who is selling guns to 18 years old boy? Because that's it. It's not even 20 years, and they are still doing it up to tomorrow. Then I saw that in this country, people who are mentally deranged, people who are mentally sick, they have guns. It surprises me. I can't understand it. Children have guns. Homeless people have guns. Children that are not up to 18 years, they have guns. Then Mentally, people who are mentally sick, mentally deranged, they have guns. Are those people who should have guns? And we allow all these things to continue? No. There must be an answer in the name of Jesus Christ. There must be an answer to this problem. The devil cannot have his way. Jesus must be Lord in this nation. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Satan is not the winner in this matter. The Holy Spirit is in charge. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. We need to pray against this devil. He cannot win at all. Giving the jail term is not enough. Giving the prison term is not enough. The gun control. Well, we can control guns. But that is still not going to work. We must put a law there. If you see anybody calling himself a gunman, going around killing and kill that person immediately. Because that's the word of God. See, he that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword. So you kill by the sword. Now get ready to die by the sword. That's what it is. That will help a lot. It will help a lot. It will help a lot if you put that type of law in place, because there's too much going on now. There's too much, you know. Other parts of the world too, they are doing some of these things. Even in Congo, even Nigeria, in Africa, and then so many other countries, part of the world, you have all these things going on. But right here in the United States, it's just too much. It's just too much right here in the United States of America. We need to fight this demon. We need to fight it. We need to conquer this spirit. This is not spirit of God. John 10:10 said the devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And people will leave Jesus and go for the devil. Of course, I'm not going to be surprised. They crucify him. We don't want Jesus. Crucify Jesus. We don't want Jesus. We want Barabbas. And so they voted for Barabbas. So they got Barabbas. Barabbas. And now problems are there. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. You rejected Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Love. The everlasting Father, the soon coming King. You rejected him. You say you don't want him. Then the devil is going to move in. Because there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If Jesus is not there, the devil will be there. If the Holy Spirit is not there, the devil will move in. If there is no word of God, then the word of the devil must come in. There's no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. So neither give place to the devil. If you give the devil a place, you will take more faith. And all these parents who buy guns for children, allow their children to hold guns, they are not helping issues at all. Parents, you are not supposed to be letting your children have guns. They don't have to. What do they need it for? What do those children need guns for? What do they need it for? God, they give guns to your little child. Give guns to a little boy. Give guns to give guns to children to carry around. They are going to shoot people to death. And there are instances of children killing their parents, shooting their brothers, shooting their family, shooting people to death. And you see, allow this to continue. If we don't stop this monster, it is going to be evil. So God is speaking through this broadcast. And let everyone begin to hear what God is saying, that we should allow this evil to continue. We must put an end to it. It's very embarrassing. Now, go around and ask the children if they still want to go to school. Ask children if they still want to go to school. Several of them have started saying that they don't want to go to school no more. See? They are scared to death. They don't want to go to school no more. Because what is all this? Go to school and then it is shooting over the air. And nobody cares. See? God is speaking that we should be careful. And we should do His will, not our will. This is the time for us to help our people to know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by Him. We must have an answer to this problem that is disturbing the whole nation. Otherwise, more children are going to be killed. Untimely death is not for us. With long life, God will satisfy us. Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life, He will satisfy us. God did not create us to be cut down by bullets. The arrow that flies by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terrors that move by night. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are the apples of God's eyes. We are the apples of God's eyes. You are the apple of God's eyes.
Amen.
Whatever touches God. Yes. So we must take note of all this, that God did not create us to be cut down by the assassin's bullet. The assassin's bullet is not for us. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The angels of God encamp around you in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you, judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus Christ. The arrows that fly by day shall not reach us. Neither shall the terrors are moving by night in the name of Jesus Christ. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is upon our doorposts and our lintel. The blood of Jesus cover our children. The blood of Jesus cover our life and property. The blood of Jesus cover our schools and institutions of learning. The blood of Jesus cover the teachers that are even teaching. And even the students, the blood of Jesus. The enemy shall see the blood and pass over you. Your enemy shall see the blood and pass over you. The enemy shall see the blood and pass over you. Because the blood of Jesus is a covering for you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are blessed to have a pastor, Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Lee. God uses her mindfully in the place of praise and worship, and she has the word of God too. She's going to take us in some praise and worship, and then she's going to share with us what God has laid in her heart concerning how we can stop gun violence. Over to you, woman of God, you are welcome.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank glory you. To God. Thank you so much. God is so good. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy towards us. If it wasn't for the goodness of God, where will all of us be? If it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God, where would any of us be? We will all be doomed to hell if it wasn't for the love and the mercy and the grace of God. So we just thank the Lord. And I love to just give God thanks for everything he does. You know, today is one of my cousin's birthday. And so she's having a celebration, so I apologize for coming on a little late. I had to prepare myself because I'm going to go right away to her. But I wanted to say the thing that I gave her, the scriptures that I gave her was in Proverbs, where he satisfies us with long life and shows us his salvation. When we trust in the Lord, when we give our heart and our life to God, he sustains us, he keeps us. I just want to say thank you. And I just said the best thing you can do today, it would all be birthdays. greetings is just to say thank you, Lord. So thank you, Lord, because it's the goodness of God, the reason why we're still alive. So thank you, Lord. It's the mercy of God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You did so good.
Yes.
You did so good. You did so good. And I just want to thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. You can just go to the hospital. You can even go outside and you can just see some people in worse situations than yourself. And I hope that song will just come in your heart, in your mind, that say, thank you, Lord, because you've been so good. You've been so good.
Yes.
You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, you might not be where you want to be, and the things that you want you may not have, but God still deserves the glory, and he still deserves the praise. He still deserves the honor because he's still God. He's still on the throne, and he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll give my life away. I give my life away so you can use me. I give my life away. I give my life away so you can use me. You know, the reason why we give our life to Jesus is so that we can be used. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouth. We are his ears. We are his eyes today. And we want to dedicate our lives to the service of the Lord, to be all that he wants us to be. So we give our life away. You know, we offer our life as a living sacrifice. Glory to God. There's so many Amen. Things that we want. There's so many things that Jesus wanted. But he said, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And we have to learn to give our life as a living sacrifice to the Lord, the thing that he wants to do through and in us, great and mighty things in our lives that we know not, if we would just yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit, glory to God. You know, he is the one who leads us and guides us in the path of righteousness. You know, the Lord God, our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, who's our God, our comfort, our King. And we just thank him. We glorify him for all that he's doing in our lives and all that he will continue to do. You know, we just thank the Lord this morning. He is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. And you have to make that confession for yourself. People can tell you. People can say God is good. But you got to know without a shadow of your of doubt in your heart, in your mind, that God is good to you. I can sing this song from the bottom of my heart, that God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. You know what he does? God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Oh, me. God is so good. God is so good. So good, hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're so merciful. You're so great. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Oh, yes.
Of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps in hands and light,
yes,
in darkness tries to hide. Yes, the darkness tries to hide, but God is still how great, so great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names. Hallelujah. Yes, he's the name above all names. Any name is your name. The name of Jesus is above it. Hallelujah. We praise him. Name above all names. Worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. We serve a great and we serve an awesome God. No matter yes. what we see in the newspapers, on the news, on the television, on the internet, he's still great, still awesome. He's worthy to be praised. There is none like him. There is none like him. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Yes, Lord.
I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. As you deserve the glory and the honor Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory,
hallelujah,
and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is
no one else like you.
You are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Yes,
there is no one else like you. There's no mother, there's no father, there's no sister, there's no brother, there's no husband, there's no wife greater than the Lord God Almighty. There's no one like him.
Yes.
He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the first and he's the last. He is the great I am. And he's the only one that will never change, you know.
Yes.
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. But there's something about that. Jesus is the only thing that we can depend on that saying. He says, I'm not a man that I will lie, nor the son of man that I will change my mind. If I said it, I will do it. And the only thing that we can put our trust in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the bright and the morning star, the great I am, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Glory, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I am, the Lord of Glory, the chief cornerstone, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, hallelujah, just because of who he is. We give him all the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all the praise today. He deserves it, glory to God. We lift everything else. But Jesus said, if I hallelujah, if I would be lifted up, I would draw glory to God. If I would be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. We lift everybody up. We lift people up. We lift places up. But we need to lift up Jesus. If I would be lifted up, Jesus, the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for breaking every chain of the enemy in our lives, because the devil will try to put you in bondage. That's all he comes to do, is to steal, kill, and destroy. But God will break every chain of the enemy, because the greater one is in us. He said, I've given you power. According to Luke 10:19, I've given you power over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will harm you. The problem is people don't know that they have the power of God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And that spirit of God that's in you is greater than he that is in the world, the spirit of the devil that's in the world. And so we have the power to tear down the devil's kingdom through our words, through our faith, and through our words. You believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth. We believe the word of God that we read and we confess it out of our mouth over our situations and circumstances. And we have the victory and it breaks every chain, hallelujah, of the enemy. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord that we're more than conquerors. We still reign. We're still more than conquerors. We're still victorious. He always calls us to reign. You know, victory's in Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. You know what? Joy is mine. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah.
Joy
is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. But joy today is mine. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The mighty God we serve. You just don't know the power that's in us. People, I wish people would just come to the revelation of the power of God that's in us. Mm-hmm. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord, I mean, the devil is just keeping us in bondage. He's keeping us afraid and in fear. But we have the power of the Most High God, the creator of the heavens and earth, the mighty God that I just sang about. What a mighty God we serve. We serve that God, and that God lives in us. And that means that he is for us. He's on our side. We don't have to fear. What can man do unto us? What can anybody, what can anything do unto us when God is for us? Amen? Glory to God. We just praise the Lord and give him glory today and honor today for the great and mighty King that he is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop Barakora. Praise God.
Yeah, we thank God for that. That was a good one right there.
Amen.
Yeah. We're talking about how we can stop gun violence in our nation. And it is something very important. God will help us stop it. God will stop it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are doing our best. One of the things that must be done is to discourage the people who are selling these things. You know, they are selling it, not minding what they are doing. He's selling guns to young boys and girls to carry around. Those children can get into a fight in the street and then they can start shooting. Look at Washington, D.C. is full of those type of things. You know, as they are driving past, you see young boys just shooting into the air, shooting at people and shooting. You go to Baltimore, the same thing. And these are precious lives being taken, precious lives being destroyed. Our prayer is that these demons must stop in the name of Jesus. This nonsense must stop in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. God didn't create anybody to be cut down. Our lives are precious. We are
Christians,
the holy nation.
Amen.
Peculiar
Amen.
People.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Our prayer today is that God will not allow this evil to continue in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And the devil should stop because this is not the will of God. What
yes.
He says, with long life, we will satisfy us. Psalm 91, verse 15. Then he says, the number of your days shall be fulfilled. Psalm 90, verse 10. The number of our days, God will fulfill. Psalm 90, verse 10. Then how come the devil is cutting down people's lives, precious lives are being destroyed just by bullets. This should not be. In the name of Jesus, we put a curse upon this evil. This evil will disappear from this nation. In the name of Jesus, God,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, God, fire those who are firing people. Shoot down those who are shooting people to death. Yes. They should not reign in our land. They should not rule. We have no place for them. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. So for today, we're going to stop here. This message is going to be spread on Twitter, link, and all the social media for the whole world to know that there is an evil in the land. And we wish it's not going to continue. This evil must not continue. God has blessed us with long life and prosperity.
Amen.
We cut our lives short in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So once again, we're going to pray. We're going to pray that there should be an end to this evil. We're going to pray. That all these evil doers who are killing people, God will arrest them and change their mind.
Yes,
stop them.
Amen.
From this evil. Holy Spirit, take over this problem and solve it once and for all. Let it stop now.
Yes, I will
pray in the name of Jesus. I will pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we pray for protection for the people of God. Thank you, Lord. No, God did not create people for demons to cut their lives short. God did not create human beings for idiots to cut their lives short. God did not create people for the devil to cut them to pieces with God. We bind that spirit. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. Every power God is set against the knowledge of God. We rebuke it, the Lord rebuke you. We bound and put our strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for solutions to these problems to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank everyone for considering this program. And God continue to bless and reward all of you for helping in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Going to forward this to as many. Spread this word. Let it go viral. Let it go. Let this message go viral. Let it reach every one that if you stop, this evil must stop in our nation. In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus,
violence and killing and shooting and maiming of lives. This is not God at all. It is the devil that is oppressing like this. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time the judgment is already condemned in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord,
for blessing us today. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Divine protection over all of us.
God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Yes.
God bless you all.
Yes, God bless you all too. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless.
All right.
My Lord Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised by reading mouth. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy to be praised. My reign is mine. You are worthy.